This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1847. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 13th, Algeria, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Korea North, Kurdistan, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Mongolia, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Somalia, Somaliland, Sweden, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Yemen, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. To the British DX Club, Remy Fries forwards news from Algeria that a new shortwave site will go into service during the first quarter of 2017, the one at Béchar. It's the one they've been working on, or at least pretending to work on, for many, many years. Wolfgang Büschel replies that it was 12 years ago when this project supposedly started, and ever since they've been registering schedules for this with HFCC, so we'll see if it actually comes to pass. I'll believe it when I hear it. And there's a second site at a different place in Algeria, which will serve a different part of Africa. Meanwhile, two different Algerian programs have already been on shortwave via relays in France, which certainly are carrying out the mission, perhaps even better than from inside Algeria if they're aiming for nearby countries. The long-promised relaunch of RAI, Argentina to the World, the external shortwave service, was confirmed on October 6th, including the English broadcast at 18 UT on 15.345 variable. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was able to hear it, and I could barely pick it up. The other English broadcast to North America, I heard slightly better. UT Friday, October 7th at 0320 on 11710.59. They had just been filling with music, but now there was actually some talk feature programming. And I was hearing what was apparently their new interval signal, which consists of four notes. But we'll have to listen online to find out what it really sounds like, since the reception continues to be so poor on shortwave. However, both frequencies were vacant on Saturday and Sunday, so they were not yet 7 days a week, as they were also going to do. Arnaldo Slein, who does the DX program, indicates this may now be in effect in the middle weekend of October. And if so, his DX program should be translated into English, occupying most of the hour on UT Sunday. If you don't hear it on 15.345 on the European beam, try 15.525 or 15.530, where it was reported to be way off frequency, by Luis Chang Neto in Brazil, in the Radio Escutas group. But it was very distorted audio. As for Argentina on medium wave, disregard the item I quoted last week from a DXer in Ontario who thought he'd picked up the Argentine station on 750. He even quoted an ID. However, skeptical, more experienced DXers got to listen to his recording of it and concluded it was actually Caracas, Venezuela. Still not a bad catch in North America, but much, much closer than Argentina. Alan Gale in the UK heard a test publicized earlier in the week on 6120 kHz. An announcement by Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany said the test was prior to a broadcast by SM Radio International for Saturday, October 15th at 18 until 20 UT on 6120 via Armenia. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida was monitoring the Bahamas as the hurricane roared through those islands, and reports on ZNS1 Nassau, 1540 kHz. October 6th at 0930 UT, they were still playing gospel vocals, and a screaming Bahamian preacher
It wasn't until a little past 10:00 that they went into full Hurricane Matthew coverage with reports and colors. The eye was about 60 miles southwest of Nassau at that time. After 10:00 UT, the signal degraded to lower power, he says. Audio was a bit scratchy since the previous evening. Reduced power allowed him to hear some other stations on the channel, such as XESTN in Monterrey, Mexico. And later, ZNS1 was off the air completely on October 7th. Before and after 10 UT, he was hearing KZMP in University Park, the Metroplex, Texas. With a decent level, lots of accordion-driven Mexi tunes, a canned idea in English for 106.7. They changed from ESPN Deportes on September 4th. On 1540, he could also hear CHIN in Toronto, Ontario, October 7th at midnight 3, when Bahamas was still off. This was on the backside of the gray line with subcontinental, perhaps Hindi, Bollywoodish vocals. Anyhow, they have South Asian programming during the evening's local time. ZNS1 was still off as of 10:30 UT, October 7th, but it was back on by 0454 UT, October 9th, with the National Voice of the Bahamas with their usual "It's Midnight, Do You Know Where Your Kids Are?" Excellent signal after being off for Hurricane Matthew. To Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports a strange Brazilian frequency, 14440, which he says is a spur of Radio Inconfidencia. It could be coming from their 15190 transmitter or 6010. He says the audio was very saturated. This was October 5th at midnight 36 UT. First thing I check is whether there's a medium wave frequency, which would make the difference between 15190 and 14440. That would be 750, but there is none listed in the area of that station, certainly not of that station. So it's still mysterious why it would appear on 14440, but see if we can hear it. In BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reminds us that Brazil, or part of it, is going on daylight shifting time October 16th. So he figures the program Com a Mãe Aparecida, which is carried on Rádio Aparecida and relayed by others, RB2 and 9 de Julho, for instance, will be appearing one UT hour earlier for the next several months during their summer. This also applies, of course, to all other programming, notably A Voz do Brasil, the government-mandated program, which is at 22 UT, except during their summer, it shifts to 21 on most stations, although some manage not to carry it or to reschedule it. And this could also result in 1 hour earlier sign-on and or sign-off times of certain shortwave stations. Sometimes on Cuban jammer frequencies, we hear something rather different than the usual pulse jamming or wall of noise jamming, let alone the victims, even during hours when there is no victim. Notably, 11930 after Marti is off the air, October 11th at midnight 39, I was hearing again those curious strings of beeps. The number of beeps in each string varied from time to time, as did the pitch of each string. This is with a BFO on, so rather it's the exact frequency offset which is changing. This seems to be some alternative application of the Dentro Cuban Jamming Command Network, but why and what is it? To convey any intelligence, the only known factors here are the number of beats and the exact frequency offset. Or maybe they're just playing around for fun. Sirius jamming from Ethiopia using noise sounding very much like DRM, as I mentioned last week, against the Eritrean frequencies around 7146 and 7175. But they're also jamming the Voice of America, especially their evening broadcasts in Amharic at 18 to 19 UT, daily now, preceded by Oromo at 17:30 on weekdays and followed by Tigrinya for another half hour until 19:30, also only on weekdays. Additional frequencies have been added, and it's a very confusing and fluid situation. Sometimes we hear the noise jamming on these, and sometimes not. Sometimes we can't even hear the original frequency. It's simply not propagating over here. I wish some DRM enthusiasts would tune these jammers and report if anything intelligible is audible or visible from them. They might as well play some nice music, such as Fire Dragon. Wolfgang Büschel has been researching this carefully and has come up with the presumed transmitter sites. For the main daily broadcast in Amharic at 18 to 19 UT, the frequencies are 11720 via Lampertheim, Germany, 12110 via Kuwait, 12140 via Thailand, 13860 via UK, 15630 via UK, which is best here, 15700 Lampertheim, Germany, and 15785 Wolverton, UK. However, you may hear the same frequencies during the preceding and following half hours in other Ethiopian languages, but not necessarily from the same site, and we suspect the sites may change from day to day to confuse or have some kind of advantage over the jamming. Tom Taylor reminds us that there will be a special relay of his European Music Radio via WBCQ Saturday, October 15th from 21 to 22 UT on 7490. Also, some other sites will be carrying the program on Sunday, October 16th. These are 1 hour each at 07 on 11650 via KBC, which I guess means Germany, at 08 on 6045 via KBC, also on 9485 via MV Baltic Radio, and at 19 on 6070 via Channel 292. Ron Howard in California says October 12th was another anomalous day for Voice of Indonesia, with lots more English than usual on 9525.9. He was hearing English at 11:41 and 12:21, and during the normal English hour at 13:04, with news, commentary, focus, news in brief, Indonesian wonders, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, but no Today in History. They were still in English after 14:02 as well. Also, welcome back to Rodney Johnson, who is DXing again after moving to a different apartment in Las Vegas, Nevada. He finds that Shokaze Seabreeze for the 13 UT broadcast is changed frequency again to 5935. Noted October 10th at 13:40 during their regular broadcast, which is in English only on Thursdays. On the day he heard it, Monday, it was in Korean. As of October 6th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports the other hour-long broadcast, including English on Thursdays at 16 UT, was on 6090. But it collides with CNR2 from China, and the intervening daily half-hour in Japanese at 14:05 from Shokaze was still on 7325. I'm pleased to note that autumnal propagation conditions have been favorable again for reception of Dengue Kurdistanie on 11600, especially during the 13 to 14 UT hour in our mornings, and especially when they're playing music. I wish they would play more of it instead of all that Kurdish talk. The site is probably Bulgaria during that hour. We recently noted that Kyrgyzstan's home service frequency, 4010, was much closer to nominal than it had been, and now their other frequency is also drawing closer to where it should be, 4820. It was only 50 hertz below, according to Anker Petersen in Denmark, October 11th at 0125. Birinchi Radio in Krasnoyarechka with talk in Kyrgyz. And Wolfgang Büschel also reports it, October 11th at 0148 on 4819.933, using remote unit in India and Qatar. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1847. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, since none has been received since last week. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, by PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. October 8th at 1820, I was a bit surprised to hear some DRM noise from 15115 to 15125, so it's no doubt Voice of Nigeria, which has been scheduled for a sesquihour in English in DRM at 1800. I haven't seen it reported lately and wonder if it's really been on the air. And I could also detect a just barely audible JBA AM carrier at about 15121 in the middle of it. Nothing else is scheduled now on the frequency, so I wonder if that was the other Voice of Nigeria site trying to compete with the DRM site. Noel Green in England says, you may soon see some Pakistani registrations in HFCC for B16, but what transmitters will be used on them is in some doubt. All I hear are occasional broadcasts on 15730 between 05 and 07 UT, and even this is very weak here in northwest England. They never register the frequency used for the clandestine transmission to Kashmir, 7265. And Noel Green adds, I have some information not from Radio Pakistan that they were working on getting the new transmitters at Karachi on the air, but nothing seems to have happened so far. Besides the 05 to 07 broadcast on 15730, this is not with either 100 or 250 kilowatts unless on a temporary antenna, as the signal is usually weak here. Here's a Papua New Guinea frequency, which has not been reported for a while, 3275, which would be NBC Southern Highlands. Ron Howard in California reports October 12th at 12:03, just a carrier below threshold level, no audio, still on the air at 12:36. Dave Vaughan, Pennsylvania, also reports this, 10 hertz below 3275 on October 7th, first noted at 0949 via the remote in Brisbane, Australia, and it was parallel to 3260 Madang with English News at 0953, but weaker than 3260 at 1001. They split apart. He couldn't copy an ID, but they played an updated version of the native music with bird call as short fanfare substituted for the native music signature, and then into more NBC News and ID as NBC Radio at 1018. Also with threshold audio level in Pennsylvania at 1100 to 1130. Nice to see this one back on the air. Ron Howard on the California coast reports Solomon Islands 5020. Wantok FM relay via SIBC October 12th at 1204 with the usual pop songs such as Air Supply. Frequent IDs for Wantok FM 96.3. It was off the air for a few minutes at 12:22, but still broadcasting at 13:03. And Ron has also been hearing, after this, an open carrier on 5020 and later at 14:36. Also heard by Hiroyuki Kamatsubara in Japan. He says the open carrier without any audio is much weaker than SIBC is normally heard, so where is this coming from? No reports for quite a while of the Somalian station Warsan Radio, but Torsten Hallman in Germany says it's still there, heard around 18 UT October 10th. 7750, way out of band. I think there were also some reports before it was on the air in the local mornings. Much easier from Somaliland is Radio Hargeisa on 7120. However, Dave Vaughan, Pennsylvania, reports it October 12th at 0328, when he could barely hear some music and talk at 0330. But they can't be modulating at more than 5%, and I must agree. SAQ, the Alexanderson alternator on 17.2 kHz in Sweden, normally carries out a special broadcast on United Nations Day, October 24th, but perhaps not this year, according to news via Andrew Braid in the medium wave circle from Lars Kurland, who's involved with the station. In early October, a fire occurred on the long-wave antenna, probably due to breakdown voltage in connection with weakening on an isolator. The fire was quickly extinguished, and no one was harmed. The owner and manager of the radio station is investigating the extent of the damage and intends to repair it as soon as possible, but it may take some time, so it may affect the planned transmissions of SAQ, perhaps not only on United Nations Day, but Christmas. New schedules for the B-16 season starting October 30th are starting to appear. We have a couple of them, complete schedules, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-41, when published, via worldofradio.com, thanks to Wolfgang Büschel from HFCC, namely those for Romania and Turkey, both of which shift their broadcasts in general one UT hour later, as well as making Witter frequency changes. Looking at the Turkey schedule, it's just the same as it was last year and probably years before that. We just about have memorized all their English frequencies. But why not? Here we go. Here is the list. The broadcasts actually run considerably less than 1 hour. At 1330 UT, 12035, 1730, 11730, 1930, 6050, 2130, 9610, 23, 5960, and at 04 on 7240 and 9655. The two frequencies intended for North America are 9655 and 5960. 12035 is also aimed in the same direction. On October 10th, I discovered that Voice of America had resumed broadcasting in Creole on shortwave in the aftermath of the hurricane hitting Haiti. There are two frequencies at 20 UT, 15220 and 11720, both, of course, via Greenville and thus well audible here as well. But it's only for about half an hour. I thought they might be on later in the evening with some more broadcasts, but none have been found. Naturally, we could find no information about any shortwave broadcasts of VOA in Creole on their own website, which is voanouvelle.com. And of course, the name of the station in Creole is one long word, LAVWADLAMERIK, or La Voix de l'Amérique. But their spelling of what was originally French is quite different. Kim Elliott confirms this transmission did begin October 10th when I first heard it, and I was still hearing it on October 12th, but we don't know how long these transmissions will continue. About World of Radio scheduling, a reminder that there's been a change on WRMI 13695 on the Northwest antenna right across North America, Thursdays at 2130 UT. This, of course, is the day after we record it, so if you can catch that broadcast, you'll have the information as soon as possible. Also, we're on WBCQ 9330 variable USB plus reduced carrier every day at 2330 UT, except Saturdays 1 hour earlier at 2230. That frequency is also beamed right across North America from the northeast rather than the southeast. And Unique Radio, low power in New South Wales, 3210. I see their schedule has changed slightly for World of Radio. The Saturday broadcasts are now at 0800 and 1300 UT. In addition, on Fridays and Sundays at 0830. And I was glad to hear our broadcast via our German affiliate, Hamburger Local Radio, back on the air Saturday at 14:30, October 8th, on 7265, which is also USB plus reduced carrier. It's beamed southwest from northern Germany. You can find our complete World of Radio schedule on shortwave and other affiliates via worldofradio.com. We're glad that WRMI made it well through Hurricane Matthew. It didn't really get a direct hit. They were off the air for several hours on October 7th due to power outages. and perhaps one of their 14 transmitters would be missing at one time or another. Here's a new frequency for a Texas AM station, which must have occurred recently. October 7th at 12:59 UT on 1180. I was hearing Roman Catholic-style chanting, something new, from the southwest or northeast, soon ID'd at 1300 as KLPF, 1180 AM, in Midland, Texas. It's in English, without accent, as part of the Guadalupe Radio Network. The program GRN Live from their North Texas studio. They say the network is growing by leaps and bounds. There was a subaudible heterodyne of 2.47 hertz, probably against Omaha on 1180. KLPF is 25 kilowatts day power, 215 at night, and a pre-sunrise authorization of 500, all non-directional. It was not on this frequency as of August. They were still on 1150, but they had a construction permit to change to 1180 and greatly raise their power. So this change has now been accomplished. The sunrise time for them in October is 12:45 UT, so they were already on 25 kilowatt day power when I heard it. By the way, FCC says it operates as a non-commercial educational station. Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, reports to Hardcore DX about Radio Vanuatu's exact frequency, 7259.932, October 9th. At 0910, it was down a little lower than usual with news, pop music at 923, a long speech or preaching from 958 past 1016. It dropped off around 1100 while co-channel presumed Xinjiang, China was coming up. Then Wolfgang Busch will check this out via the Brisbane remote receiver, October 12th, between 1130 and 1150. He was hearing Vanuatu on 7259.932, while Mongolia Radio 2 was on 7259.9895. Like Kurdistan on 11600 during the 13 to 14 UT hour, I'm also getting much improved seasonal reception from Republic of Yemen Radio on 11860, presumably relayed via Saudi Arabia, although that's never been totally clarified. Especially enjoyable when they're playing music instead of Arabic talk about Yemen. Rodney Johnson in Nevada has also been hearing this, noting the same improvement in reception. He's hearing it around 14 UT. Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia now has their second transmitter going, and on their directional antenna to the northwest, 315 degrees, which not only reaches West Africa, but North America beyond. Saturdays and Sundays, it's 12 to 17 UT on 13680, which comes in quite well here, including the jazz and swing music hours interrupted by evangelism at 13 UT. And on October 8th, they were on 11680 by mistake, which is supposed to be their morning frequency at 05 to 08, which also reaches here well. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK is peaking at 20 and 5 October 17th, 35 and 6 on the 24th to 26th with G2 storms. Solar flux dropping from 110 October 13th to 80 by October 27th. And that's World of Radio 1847. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.